Back here on Husker Radio, we're talking with Maxwell Activities Director Ryan Jones. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk baseball, shall we? For the first time ever in Western Nebraska, or I don't know about ever, but certainly in the recent memory, we're talking high school baseball because Maxwell and St. Pat's have a new co-op, and you're going to be the head coach of it. This is a pretty cool collaboration. When did this start?
It's been about a little more than a year process, and we're just ecstatic to work with St. Pat's and really to get high school baseball out in Western Nebraska. And a lot of excited people, a lot of excited kids, and we're looking forward to what the season brings and all the challenges that go with it, but we're really excited to start it up.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest challenge obviously is going to be weather. In April, you just hope for April clear skies, but you have a schedule put together, a 12-game regular season schedule. It's going to be Maxwell St. Pat's, probably MSP shortened for some of it, but it'll start up here in April. I know you're starting practices, I believe, this coming Monday, right?
Yep, we're going to start practicing on Monday, give St. Pat's kids a week after their nice basketball run, and I think the kids are excited to get out there and get going. And first game at Lincoln Christian on Thursday, April 8th. So we have about 2.5 weeks of practice before our first game, which is about right. And 12 games on the schedule. That's regular season. And we're happy with what that looks like.
Yeah, and you got some home games going to be played over at Billwood Field, which is a tremendous park. I know you know well, and so you'll welcome several teams into town. There's going to be some travel just because there's not a lot of baseball teams in the area. So, your closest is really probably Kearney.
Yeah, and that's a challenge, and we knew that coming in. There are a lot of little schools around Grand Island that have high school baseball, and we got most of those on the schedule. It was nice of Kearney to let us come as well, being the closest school. So, more bonding time, I guess, on the road trips, and that especially will need to happen with two different schools. So, kind of excited about some road trips, actually.
And that was kind of my next question is there's not a ton of co-ops out in this area, despite being fairly rural. There are some. Usually it's most sports, not one. This is very unique, but it seems like both schools, and I would imagine the kids have jumped on board. I know I've talked with kids on both sides who have said, we're really excited just to play some baseball, and I think these kids know each other pretty well.
Right. You go to two different schools, but a lot of our kids live in North Platte and grew up, and most of them, I'm assuming, played Little League baseball or other Pee Wee program sports together. So, and with social media nowadays, kids know each other. They really do. So, it's a fun part. They're going to be on the same team, but as far as getting to know each other for the first time, I think most of them have already been through that. But we're excited to work with St. Pat's, and like you said, it's very unique in the situation we have going here. And both schools have put a lot of work into this, a lot of behind-the-scenes people making it happen, so we're really excited for it.
And I know, talking with the officials when it first started was, and even I think the NSAA maybe has said this kind of offhand to other people, that they're hoping this could be a guinea pig project and maybe a springboard for other programs in the area to start up baseball programs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It wasn't an official statement on their end, but, in passing and in conversation, they're excited to get it out west and maybe to the point where there'd be three classes instead of two. So that's nice to know. And to tell you the truth, I already had three high schools out here ask some questions about how we started the program and all that. So there's certainly talk already happening. Might be a few years, but certainly the goal is with our program, getting it going. And I know a lot of people are going to be watching us and see how it works, and hopefully we can get some people on board in a few years.
Maxwell St. Pat's against Spring High School Baseball. The season will start April 8th at Lincoln Christian, and we'll have games on Husker Radio for you. Looking forward to that. I look forward to covering some baseball. Hopefully, again, get some good practice weather next week. I hope better than what this week has provided, but, you guys will have 2.5 weeks to get out on the field, so you're probably going to have to take any day you can get, as long as it's somewhat doable to get on the field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's going to be some cold ones, so, but that's just part of it. A lot of these kids did track, and there's some cold practices there and cold meets, so it's just part of living in an environment where we live, if there's a chance to get out there, we're going to be out there. We're going to try to make it work and get better.
I know it's Maxwell St. Pat's, the mascot, not official. Is there any talk about what a mascot might be?
Well, there's talk that green and orange is a carrot. So I don't know how that would work, we'll probably let the kids decide here once we get a team and get it official and let them decide what we're going to be known as.
You know, the beauty of baseball is from the small level to the big to even the pros, there's some odd names, especially when you get into, you know, some of the developmental teams for Major League Baseball. So anything can pretty much go.
Yeah, that's true. I've been in a lot of minor league parks where I think that's half the sell for the tickets because you got a weird mascot. Yeah.
Ryan Jones, Maxwell Public Schools. Well, looking forward to the season starting April 8th. We'll talk to you between now and then for sure. But, hey, best of luck with practice next week and forming these teams. And obviously a very unique situation for our area, but I think hopefully going to be a very successful one. Thanks so much for the time and best of luck next week at practice.
All right. Thank you very much, Tanner.